Marine Lance Corporal Daniel Bubb grew up in the shadow of Virginia's Blue Ridge Mountains, where he explored nearby streams and caves. In Iraq, Bubb was gung-ho about his missions and generous with his squad mates. The 19-year-old was killed this month near the Syrian border. Eric Kneeler visited his hometown, Grottoes, Virginia.
Daniel Bubb loved Grand Caverns, an ancient limestone cave system stretching 200 feet below ground. At 14, he became a summer tour guide, pointing out the weird geology and graffiti left by Civil War soldiers. Guide Ron Awater remembers Bubb's friendly, outgoing nature.
Everybody enjoyed it because he would be able to add things of interest about the history of the cave, history of the town.
Awater said one day he revived a sick tourist.
There was a gentleman that went into diabetic shock, and he sort of recognized what was happening.
After graduating from nearby Fort Defiance High School, Bubb joined the Marine Corps. He was attracted by its tough guy image and the physical demands of boot camp. Bubb served one tour in Iraq with the Marines' 1st Light Armored Reconnaissance Battalion and had just returned for a second deployment. Inside the family home, Aunt Julie Bubb recalls talking to Bubb about his upcoming 20th birthday and the desert combat boots that his family sent him. Bubb wanted his aunt to send a second pair to his friend Angel.
He said, this guy doesn't have family and he never gets letters, he said, and it'd be really special if he'd get something with his name on it.
Bubb closed the call with an I love you. A few hours later, Bubb and another Marine in his unit were killed on patrol in the town of Al Rutba. Back in Virginia, his mother, Janie Harrop, got a call on her cell phone to come home quickly. As she pulled into the driveway, she saw two Marines in dress uniforms at her door.
I said, you checked the dog tags? Are you sure they weren't on somebody else? Or, you know, just, I thought it was a big mistake until his body came here, until I saw it for myself.
Harrah's son carried an American flag in his backpack. It was a symbol of devotion to his country, she says.
It was love, freedom, and he knew everybody else wanted freedom, so he fought for our freedom.
Dozens of people have come by the Bubb home with hugs of support, food, and flowers. Grandma Peggy Bubb says many people say they feel frustrated by the war.
I think that's why we're seeing this outpouring. It's out of respect, but it's out of frustration as well. They want to show their concern and love, but we have to rethink how we deal with it. You know, we can't kill so many innocent people. And even the soldiers, the protectors like Daniel that go over there, we just can't put them in harm's way unnecessarily.
Lance Corporal Bubb was honored at a candlelight vigil at Grand Caverns. He'll be buried tomorrow, just a few miles from home. For NPR News, I'm Eric Kneeler.